Our next speaker is Claire Daly, from who's a member of the United Left Alliance. Claire has tabled ex-case legislation, putting it up to the government, to politicians. We've had a lot of posturing, a lot of political posturing this week. Well, if you are serious about acting, now is your chance. And next Wednesday, we will be outside again as they vote on Claire's legislation.
Okay, I too will be brief because, like Mary Lou, I agree that tonight is not a night when people want to listen to politicians, because we've learned a lot in the past week about Irish society. We've learned about the best and the worst that it has to offer. On the positive side, we've seen an outpouring of decency, of determination, and of compassion that represents the views and the hearts and minds of ordinary, decent citizens, the length and breadth of this country. And that is what we're here to celebrate and mark tonight. On the other side, we have the out of touch, the procrastination, the wishy-washy running away from the reality that represents politics for the majority of people inside Dáil Éireann. And the reason you're here tonight, and the reason why we hope, more importantly, you will be back next week, is to tell these people no more. The majority will rule. Irish people and Irish women will have our say and will have our rights recognised. That's what we are here to mark tonight. Of the friends of the politicians in the media who will tell us that we can't rush things, that we're being a bit unseemly putting down motions this week, that it's a bit irreverent moving legislation next week. Our answer to them is that we have been actually too slow. We've waited too long. How many experts do you need? It's actually quite simple. Well, we support the legislation tabled by Sinn Féin tonight. We're glad that the government has said that it will publish the findings of the expert group. And we support the call for legislation. But not only that, we have delivered that legislation today. When I, on behalf of myself and Deputies Nick Wallace and Joan Collins, and supported by the United Left Alliance, have retabled our bill to provide for a termination of pregnancy where a woman's life is in danger. We've made the changes they told us were flawless the last time, so this time we expect them to vote through that legislation. Yep. But we need your help on that. We're quite upfront about it. We've called this bill an interim measure to take account of the recommendation of the Council of Europe that while the expert group deliberates, emergency measures need to be put in place. That's all we're doing. We don't proclaim that it's anything more. They will be voting on this in the eyes of the world's media. 5 days before they have to go before the Council of Europe and say what they have done to protect women in this country. It is hugely important that you are here next week, that you are here in your droves, that in the coming days you visit government TDs in your constituency, particularly the backbenchers, and tell them to represent you. We want, I think tonight is a magnificent showing, but we need many more people here next week. So we need you up here at the end. There are leaflets, there are placards to build for next week's protest, which I think is at 7 o'clock next week. We really invite you all to be here. It's a first step. What this has shown is that there isn't a Chinese wall here. If we're to get justice for women, then we need to get the Eighth Amendment out of the Constitution. It has been the root. This is the root of the inequality, to equate the life of the unborn with the life of women. It must be taken out so that we can legislate for all of the other reasons why women in this country have to choose abortion. It's an affront to say we don't have Irish abortion. We do. It just doesn't take place here. That's not good enough. We're looking for action now. We want to see you, your mother, your granny, your husband, your dog, your daughters, your sons, back here next week where we really put it up to them. They have an opportunity to legislate for us.